You would turn in the scriptures to Titus. Titus chapter 1, we'll read the whole chapter, verses 1 through 16. Titus chapter 1. And beginning in verse 1, these are God's words. Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect and the acknowledging of the truth which is after godliness, in hope of eternal life which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began, but hath in due times manifested his word through preaching, which is committed unto me according to the commandment of God our Savior. To Titus, mine own son, after the common faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. For this cause left I thee in Crete, that thou shouldest set in order the things that are wanting and ordain elders in every city, as I had appointed thee. If any be blameless, the husband of one wife, having faithful children, not accused of riot or unruly, for a bishop must be blameless, as the steward of God, not self-willed, not soon angry, not given to wine, no striker, not given to filthy lucre, but a lover of hospitality, a lover of good men, sober, just, holy, temperate, holding fast the faithful word as he hath been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. For there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, especially they of the circumcision, whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole houses, teaching things which they ought not for filthy lucre's sake. One of themselves, even a prophet of their own, said, the Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, slow bellies. This witness is true, wherefore rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in the faith, not giving heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men that turn from the truth. Unto the pure all things are pure, but unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure, but even their mind and conscience is defiled. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny Him, being abominable and disobedient, and unto every good work reprobate. And those are God's words. A letter through Paul to Titus is another letter to a pastor. And Paul's prayer and greeting are all here through verse 4. And you see, even we can see in this passage, there's other passages like this, verse 3, that when we hear the preaching of God's Word, we are hearing the very Word of God, when it is in accordance with the Scriptures. And he gives the reason that Titus, verse 5, was left in Crete so that he could set all things in order in the church and be working to ordain elders in every city in Crete. And all that, why? So the gospel would spread throughout all the earth. And then the rest of the chapter is being taken up, we could categorize as qualifications for a minister, much like 1 Timothy 3, and then from verse 10 to the end, there are many bad elders, bad ministers, false ministers that must be avoided, and zeal, the zeal that Titus needed to rebuke those sins of those men and those false teachings so that the Lord would be honored. And friends, here again reminded for how much we need to pray for the ministers of the gospel and elders so that they would be faithful to the Lord. And you see, as Paul's encouraging Titus to these things that he communicates, it's not easy to do. What he's communicating is not easy to do. But as well, we ought to pray for them, for the expanding of Christ's kingdom, for that is the church's mission. That's the Christian's mission. As the Lord wills, He builds His church. But he sends his ministers, his elders, out specifically, and all of us, into a dark place as light, just as we've prayed even this morning. Let's pray. Our Holy Father, thank you for your word. We're thankful that you teach us your ways. You teach us your ways about ministers and elders and the duty they have before Christ to proclaim your word in truth according to the word, even to rebuke false teaching and to confront sinners and false teachers and those who would lead many astray, as well as those who would seek out gain for themselves instead of the glory of Christ, your Son. So, Father, we ask that you would make this minister and our elder to be faithful in these things, and all ministers to be faithful in these things. And yet, Father, there is in this time, in our time, a desire to rather be nice and not confront these things, not confront sinners, not confront false teachers. And so, Father, we pray that you would give us grace to rebuke sinners, to train in righteousness with your word, to correct and teach your people. And those who are false and who are leading people in false teachings, just as wolves in the church, Father, we ask that you would give especially the ministers and elders of your bride the courage and the strength to put them away, put them out, that they would not harm the sheep. And that is for the sake of our own souls. And so, Father, we pray that you would strengthen your people against error. Father, we're thankful for the church. We're thankful for the minister called to Houston, Trace Turner. We ask that you would bless him, and as he is to be installed in a week and a half or so, and pray that as that small group, just a few families gather to worship, pray that you would increase their number and make them strong in the Lord. We know that Houston is a great city in numbers. And Father, we ask that you would cause many people to hear the gospel and be saved. The same here in our city. And Father, we pray that you would provide a minister in San Antonio. Father, we pray for the nations, that you would turn every nation to you, and you would cause the nations to covenant with Christ your Son. And so, Father, cause all the nations to bow the knee and praise you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that all the ends of the earth would praise you, and that we would rejoice in seeing the fulfillment of your promises that we'll hear this evening. Father, we do ask that you would as well purify your bride, cause us to love you in a greater way, in heart and mind. Grow us in the knowledge of the truth and in love for you. As we study the scriptures, we study doctrine, we pray that we would love you more and more through our studying the things of the scriptures. And that we would not study the doctrines for knowing doctrine's sake, for greater knowledge and intelligence, but that it would move us. These, your eternal truths, would move us to a greater hope and love, commitment, sacrifice to you, even Christ your Son, our Lord and our Savior. Father, we're thankful for Pete, who is here this morning, and his son. We do pray that you would be with his son and turn his heart to you by faith. And Father, we know that Pete is, thankfully, he sold his house, and he is traveling Wednesday to Panama. We pray that you would be with him and provide a biblical church for him to worship with a body there. Pray that as we may never see him again until the next life, and Father, we pray that you would grant him strength and uphold his soul and heart, and he would not be turned astray from you. And praise you that Becky and her family are here and feeling better, that you've healed them. We're thankful for this. We're thankful as well for many who have been sick and who are feeling better. We do pray that you would grant this evening Julie strength. I know she's not feeling well right now. We do pray that you would uphold her and strengthen her in her body, and the baby's body as well in the womb. We pray that you would uphold her. Father, pray for Dina and Oliver and Ezekiel. You would heal them completely. Father, we pray that you would, those bodies who are weary and weak, you would strengthen. Pray that you would grant to us wisdom in regards to our bodies, but also our souls. That you would make us to be cheerful givers and willing givers for you, for the sake of your kingdom. And that worship and the hearing of your word would continue here. And we could grow. And that you would provide for us in every step, as you have always provided for us. Though we have been weak in our finances, you've always provided for us. For many years, we're thankful for this. And we're thankful for you, the God who supplies exactly what we need at the perfect time. As well, Father, we pray that you would provide elders and deacons for us. This, as we've studied here in Titus, provide elders and deacons. We pray that you would provide to such an extent that as we desire the kingdom to grow, we pray that more churches would be planted, that we could participate and be active in planting churches, that another minister would be called, the more of the gospel would be preached in a separate place where others could gather and be called to worship you, the Lord and the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Because we desire what you've promised to come about, even before and leading up to the coming of Christ your Son. As we studied last Lord's Day, the destruction of the Antichrist, we know that must come before Christ returns, or at least the great weakening of him. And so bring that about perfectly. And as Christ returns, that you would bring him completely down and destroy him by the word of your power and at your coming. And so we pray for the downfall of Satan as well, who is already defeated, and which we have in Christ the victory in the gospel over him and over sin and bondage and corruption. Now we have life in Christ forever. And so grant faith to us, and repentance unto life, even in and amongst our children and our grandchildren. We pray all these things in Christ's name. Amen.